Oh man, oh,
Greg, you know, gosh, I log on to Zoom and I talk to you, but I don't like talking to you before we start recording because we usually say the best things before we start recording.
I know you're right. We say very, very funny things. I feel like I'm much, like for those of you who are watching right now, I feel like I'm much taller than you, which is true. I am much taller than you, but it's just weird to see this.
It's good to visually represent it in a video frame.
Can you tilt your camera so that you have less headroom?
All right, that's
better because you had max headroom, as they say. Hey, oh my God, there's the theme song. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine. Wait, the theme song for Max Headroom?
No. Oh, there goes the theme song to Max Headroom. Okay.
Okay.
Now that's weird. I did not. In fact, I didn't even know they had a theme song. I never watched that show.
I did when I was a kid. I loved it, and I don't think I understood it at all, but I loved it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Now, are you writing down a note to add in that theme song?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, we'll just find out. We'll find out if I do that later or not.
It's a real crapshoot with Greg Benson.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Have you ever done a crapshoot? It is messy.
I feel like you're talking about a specific type of crapshoot that is not the commonly known crapshoot.
It sure is in the South. They take a poop. They take a poop on a table, get their guns out. You know, they love their guns in the South.
Okay,
and
they just start
shooting their own poop.
Wow, you are managing to generalize people and be gross at the same time.
Well,
good
listen, because people are generally gross.
And
I think that's so true, because have you ever just looked at your kid and thought, God damn, my kid's gross?
Well, yeah. I mean, you are literally cleaning up their poop.
Yeah,
for
kids are gross. And then it just continues. It doesn't get better over the years. It doesn't get better.
Well, it does. It does.
It does it. If anything, it gets worse.
In some ways, it gets worse.
Yeah, it just gets worse. As people get older, they get old. They get old person smell, which is a common thing. Something about
But I feel like I'm dealing with the poop less of another person.
Well, you'll deal with the poop more as they get older.
Really?
First you deal with the poop that your children give you, and then you deal with the poop that your parents give you.
Oh.
And then everybody else is going to be dealing with your poop eventually.
The real crapshoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your guns ready. Oh, my gosh. First of all, listen, you and I always talk to each other a lot on this podcast, but we never ask our listeners how they're doing. I'd like to hear from our listeners now. Hey, listeners, how are you guys doing? What's going on with you guys?
See, this is why we don't do that, because they can't hear us. We're recording.
No, they can. They can hear us.
Yeah,
they're listening to us right now.
Oh yeah. Well, they can't hear us. No, they can't. They're not listening to us right now. They can't hear us right now.
I beg your pardon. I'm sure that people are listening to us right now, going like, "What are you talking about, Craig? I can hear you just fine."
Then the now that you and I are experiencing, they cannot hear us during.
Oh man, when you get specific, I feel like that's the best part of the podcast.
thanks. Right. I think it is.
People love when you get specific about things.
I think it is because you hate specificity and I do it all the time. And I feel like that is the magic right there.
Man, I feel like I feel like I'm specific sometimes. Like right then. I got very specific.
About what? How were you specific, Justin?
I was just saying that I don't understand conversations.
Like when? When do you get specific specifically?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Okay, we're on the same page, finally. Hang on, having some water.
Greg. Greg, do you want to hear some lettuce news?
Mm-hmm. Of course I do. I'm that's the only reason I listen to this podcast. I'm always waiting for the lettuce news. When's it gonna happen?
That's weird because you were recording this podcast and you were experienced the podcast, the now that is the recording of the podcast, and you would know already. You would know.
Yeah, but I don't pay attention to it in the now. I pay attention to it in the later now. The
so you're
later
not paying
now
attention
when I listen
right
to
now?
It. There's a hole in my shirt right there. Can you see that
you
hole?
You aren't paying attention to now. You're paying attention to the hole in your
there's
shirt.
There's a hole right there in my shirt. For those of you who are listening to it, I'm pointing at my shirt where there's a hole in it, just to let you know what's going on visually right now.
Is there some splotches on your shirt, too? Some blue splotches?
No, those are trees. Those are trees on the pocket. There's a pocket here, and those are palm trees.
Oh,
this was a free shirt. This is a free shirt I got at VidCon years ago, and you can tell it was years ago because There's literally a hole in my shirt right there.
Do you think you should? You want to send it back and ask for a new one?
I feel like the next time I go to VidCon, I'll just bring it back with me and I'll exchange it.
All right.
By the way, do you know the next time I'm going to VidCon? Do you know when that is?
Yes, I know exactly what you're going to say. Never.
Yes. Never. I'm never going back to VidCon. I'm all done.
You're done.
Do you know why I'm all done?
Why?
Because nobody cares about mediocre films anymore.
Well, what if you someday decide you want to make videos more again? What if you want to?
All right. Yeah. Well, every once in a while, I'll put up a video every once in a while, but that doesn't even.
Yeah, but what if you decide I'm going to be like, I'm going to make this my full ass career?
Oh, God. I'm not interested in doing that. Okay. That's a lot of work.
Someday you might get bored with all the poop that you have to deal with.
Listen, we'll let you get to the lettuce news in a second, but there's some big YouTube news in the past week. You saw that Smosh has bought back their own channel.
I have.
Yeah, which is amazing. They paid $7.3 billion for their own channel. I think that's too much for a YouTube channel.
Yeah, Greg's making up these numbers.
I called up Ian and Anthony, and I'm like, what's up, fellas? And they're like, hey, we paid $7.3 billion
for
our
channel. Now, when you called them, did you call them both simultaneously?
Yeah. They have the same phone number. And you call them, and then they answer together. They go, hello?
Hello? It's always been that way?
Yeah, that's how they...
It's my understanding they didn't really speak to each other for a long time.
Except on the phone. Except when they would answer their phone number. Not a lot of people have their phone number. I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know it's 73. If anybody wants to call them, just dial 73 and you'll get them.
That's not how phone numbers work.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's...
$7 billion. 73 is their phone number, and they... And did I say they what's the deal? I can't only come up with the number
7.3 billion dollars, I think.
And then their phone number is 73?
Yeah.
Do you know that Ian and Anthony just celebrated a birthday and together they're 73?
Oh, so do you add up their ages?
You combine their ages together, they're 73.
Okay.
Which actually might be true as far as I know.
That might be pretty close. Yeah.
It's a pretty good guess.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna look up how old they are right now, and I'm gonna find out. But anyway, what were you gonna say about
them? And then add their numbers up, and then add their ages, and see if they're 73. But here's the deal: so everybody's like, "Oh, this is great news! Smosh has bought their own channel back. They're gonna be making sketches again." And you know what? I just feel sorry for those guys because I know how much work that is, and I wouldn't want to do that. So I feel terrible for them.
But they never stopped doing YouTube videos. I know.
Don't they want to just relax and enjoy their lives a little bit? Don't they want to just travel?
You know what?
Huh?
Yeah, I watched. I was very interested in them buying back their channel. I watched the whole. Anthony put up a video where he interviewed Ian, and it was an hour long, and it was fascinating.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I skipped right through it.
It really was.
I watched about 15 minutes of that.
Greg, it really was fascinating.
Yeah, they talked to each other about some stuff.
But you said that they keep making these videos and they don't know what to do. But I realize this is all they've known since they were kids. This is how they think work should be. So they've never stopped.
Wow.
They've never stopped.
God, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, that's
Hey, listen, folks.
And they're both 35. And
so close.
Added up, it's 70.
70. Yeah. I was only 3 years off.
Yep, it's true.
Man, I can't believe Smosh is 70 now. Jeez.
I know.
70 years old.
Seems and like people, they should retire.
It's amazing that people are listening or are watching like 70-year-olds make videos.
It's weird that so many kids grew up watching them when they were like 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if there were two 20-year-olds, then four 10-year-olds.
Which isn't that far off from kids watching. I guess I was like 27.
If you add up the ages of all of my subscribers, then the number is probably over 50 billion, 50 million, probably over 50 million.
It sounds like you didn't research this at all.
Yeah, no, I didn't. It's probably maybe even over 100 million. I don't know. I don't know how much. It's a lot. I doubt it's 100 million.
Something
50 to 100 million.
Yeah,
that's an old person. Like
you should start talking about things that you know the answer to.
Let me ask you this. Is a serious question. If a genie came out of a bottle and said, like, look, normally I grant 3 wishes, but I don't have time for that, so I can grant you one wish if you want, but here's the wish, and you see either take it or leave it, I can grant you the wish that you can live for 50 million years. And you can see what all of humanity is going to be like over the next 50 million years. Do you want it? Take it or leave it.
You know, most people say, hell no. I might say yes. But do I have to be around for that time?
Yeah. Yeah. You cannot die for 50 million years. Honestly,
I have no choice.
You have no choice. You will
live. Okay. Then maybe I'd say no.
Oh, I would absolutely say no. That's too long.
Like, I feel like I would, if I had the option to opt out at any point, then I'd say yes.
I feel like the average lifespan that's increased over the years because of modern medicine and treatments and sanitation and all that, I feel that it's made life too long as it is. I mean, who wants to live 100 plus years? Who wants to? Yeah. That's a lot of years to live.
It is.
Especially when your last 10, 15 years are just like,
God, someone help me. But I see interviews with people who are over 100 who seem to be full of life, who love being alive.
I know. They fake it just for the interview. Their whole day, they're like,
my whole body feels like it's on fire.
And then, here's your interview.
I love life. Life is great. How do you know they fake it? Why would they fake it? What reason would they have?
Because it's just like when you're in Jerry Springer, you get like a $300 bump for fighting. They get like a $300
bump.
Why
would they care? Yeah, they don't even want to be alive. Why would they care about a $300 bump?
Extra $300. They can do whatever they want with it. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
A lot of them will just spend that on gumballs. You know, old people love gumballs. Sometimes they'll buy their own gumball machine. So they'll fill it up.
So they want to keep living, so they'll have more gumballs.
They'll have
saying.
A stack of nickels, because it'll be like a nickel gumball, like an old-fashioned nickel gumball machine. Stick a little nickel in it, turn the thing, and I got yellow this time. my life is good. I got yellow.
See, they want to keep living. That's my point.
Yeah.
They want to keep living.
Yeah, but if you're just living just to get a yellow gumball, then what kind of a life is that?
See, you're judging that life for them, but you don't know what it would be like for you, you know?
I mean, I know that for me, I'd be very excited if I got a yellow gumball. That's what I know. I never get a yellow one.
Yeah. Greg, that's why I like you. You're simple.
Yeah.
You're simple.
Which brings us to the part of this podcast that everyone always looks forward to. Don't worry. We'll get to your lettuce news by the end of this. Don't worry.
Okay.
You don't want to go give lettuce news too soon. Because ruins it for the listener. It ruins the excitement that builds up.
Yeah. Hold off the information to generate fake excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're on to the part of the podcast that everybody always requests in their comments. When are we going to get to the part where we tell fascinating true stories? Okay. Now it's time for fascinating true stories. Craig's going to tell one, and then I'm going to tell one.
Go ahead, Craig. You better go first.
Oh, you want me to go first? Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yesterday, this is absolutely true. And the stories do have to be absolutely true and fascinating. Here we go. Yesterday.
Wow. So I had to have a true, fascinating thing happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so here we go.
All right.
Yesterday, we were supposed to have a new mattress delivered because it's just time to buy a new mattress. So it was supposed to be delivered yesterday, and FedEx, you know, the whole day kept saying, it's coming today. And then at about 6 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening, got a message. It's been delayed until the next day, which is today.
Yeah. What's the fascinating bit?
The whole story was fascinating.
I mean, if you're living it, maybe. But even then, I
no, you don't understand. You understand. I stayed home yesterday. Some friends of mine were going to be going to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor, the water park.
Yeah.
It was a nice, warm, clear, sunny day yesterday. And and I was like, I can't. Charlie and I can't go meet you. Have to stay home and wait for the mattress to be delivered.
Okay. It just sounds like you're complaining, Greg.
Not at all. It was fascinating.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now it's time for your fascinating true story.
Okay. China and I have entered with another friend couple. We've entered a league, bag toss league.
Bag toss?
Yeah. You know, like cornhole?
Oh,
you know
God.
What that is?
Jesus.
Yeah.
My God. I dated a girl in college who had one of those.
Yeah. Well, we don't call it that. We like to call it bag toss.
Okay.
And my friend and I, China and Casey, they did a game.
Yeah.
A series of three. And then Josh and I did a series of three. And Josh and I won every single game.
Man. Now, does Casey, does that stand for Kansas City?
Yes.
Okay.
In some contexts, yes.
And
also, Josh, funny enough, Josh listens to this podcast.
What?
So,
Let me ask you something. Does Casey still have that Sunshine Band?
Maybe. Are they still alive? I don't know.
I think so. I mean, I think everyone is.
Oh, so that bit about living forever.
Turns out it's true. Turns out everybody got it, and it's mandatory.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If it were mandatory, if it were mandatory that everyone had to live 50 million years, first of all, everyone would stop having children.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be too many people on the earth.
You know what? Listen, Greg, I mentioned that Josh listens to this podcast. I think he'd appreciate it if you said hi to it.
Okay. I would like to say hi to your friend, Jim. Hi, Jim. It is a pleasure to meet you. My name is Greg Benson, and thank you for listening to the podcast, Jim Masterson.
I don't know who you're talking to, but...
Your friend.
Okay. I appreciate the effort. I appreciate that. Okay, Greg. I want to live forever.
No, you don't.
As long as I can opt out at any time.
If you could opt out, I have a feeling that if you could opt out at any time, that by around age 76, 77, you'd be like, that's enough.
But if when I'm living forever, I'm assuming my health is going to remain steady at some point.
No. It deteriorates so that
keep deteriorating
by your 80s, you're in horrible shape.
But if I live to be like a million...
Yeah.
Does it continue to deteriorate?
Yeah. You will not be able to move after like the first, say, 96, 97 years. You won't be able to move anymore, and you'll just stay that way for the next 50 million years.
This is not even a choice then.
But,
of course not.
But you will have your own private nurse who will feed you and wipe you every day.
So does not sound great.
You get fed and wiped once a day.
Believe it or not, I enjoy feeding myself, and I don't mind wiping myself.
What? When you have someone who will actually do it for you, you're gonna still opt to do it yourself?
When I sit down to eat, say a bowl of cereal, I scoop the spoon and I put the cereal in my mouth and I eat it. I'm not like, oh, I have to move my arm now. Oh God.
Yeah. See, that's where you and I differ.
I wish someone would be here to do this for me.
That's exactly where you and I differ. I mean, this is obviously you and I do not share this in common. I hate having to move my arm. Like, look at this right now. This is, come on.
I can see why you don't.
What's with this bullshit?
See why you don't want to live very long. I can see if that is hard for you.
Let me ask you something. Why is prostitution illegal, and yet you can hire someone to come and wipe your butt, and that's fully legal? Why in the world? It seems like... those are both your private areas that people are messing with.
Well, there are lots of reasons. But first, let me say, I think prostitution should be legal. I think that
absolutely
would be fine.
Absolutely, it should.
But... there are a lot of differences, and I can see a lot of reasons why one is illegal and one isn't.
Yeah. I don't see any differences.
You know?
Nah.
Okay.
I think they're the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one time I hired a prostitute to wipe my butt for me.
Okay. See that? That's just prostitution. That's just...
I don't think so.
Because why did you do that?
Well, I had a particularly big poop the week before, and I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like wiping this. And it took me about a week to find a good prostitute who would do it, and it cost $750, but she wiped me very well.
Why did you hire a prostitute to do it? Why?
I couldn't really find anybody else to do it. I called a bunch of my friends. Nobody was interested.
All right. You know, that's a little more similar to having someone wipe your butt when you're too old and are unable to do it.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same reason.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. When you're old, your friends will not volunteer to do it.
No. Well, I mean, I guess your kids will have to help you, I suppose.
They don't have to.
That's true.
You know?
Okay. But there are people you can hire to do that for you that aren't prostitutes.
No, I thought you meant prostitutes.
Oh, no.
Prostitutes will do that for you.
No.
If anybody needs your butt wiped, go hire a prostitute.
I don't know that any of them would. I feel like there are...
Oh, come on. I think prostitutes are in the business of making money.
Everyone's in the business of making money.
Well, if you're in business, sure.
Yeah.
But they really are. They're like, whatever you want, I'll do
it. Well, everyone's doing things to make money.
Sure.
Almost everyone.
Man, I love when you generalize.
Great. I feel like everyone gets the idea.
Yeah.
I feel like we can move on.
All right. All right. We're going to move on.
From butt this... wiping.
Yeah. I am El Asso Wipo. It's still one of my favorite Mad TV sketches. And I don't have many favorite Mad TV sketches, but that's one.
I don't remember that one.
El Asso Wipo was...
El Asso Wipo.
El Asso Wipo was a wrestler. I believe a Mexican wrestler. Okay. I am El Asso Wipo. I wipe the ass of anyone who dares to challenge me. I don't think that means exactly what you think it means. I am El Asso Wipo. I don't really remember if that's exactly how it went, but in my mind, that's how it went.
Could rewrite it. I think.
Might as well.
In your eyes.
Yeah. And we might as well.
All right. Listen, Greg.
Yeah.
Am I doing lettuce news now?
Yeah,
or,
absolutely. Let's do lettuce news.
Or are we coming up to the Patreon? No, you were going to cut me off to do the Patreon, weren't you?
I swear to God, may God strike me dead if I cut you off to go to the Patreon part. I would not do that to you. I want to hear lettuce news. Okay. Everybody wants to hear the lettuce news. It's time for the lettuce news. And there is no way in hell I would interrupt you to go to the Patreon-only bonus section starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoyed it, Jeremy. And no one else.
There's other people. There were other people listening. You just don't want them to have enjoyed it.
I mean, I don't know if anybody else listened to it besides Jeremy.
Really?
I mean, we'll find out later because they'll leave comments, on the Patreon page saying, hey, I listened to it too, you idiot. And I'll be like, why are you calling me an idiot?
Yeah, are you going to say that out loud, or are you going to respond?
No, I'm going to respond. I'll type that response.
Okay,
they're going to call me an idiot in their comments, and I'm going to say, "Why are you calling me an idiot? That's hurtful. Please don't do that." I'll be saying things like that.
Yeah, and then what will they say?
Then they're going to respond, "I didn't mean to be hurtful, but you are an idiot." And then I'll be like, "Dude, not cool."
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it'll just keep going. It'll go. We'll just keep commenting for weeks.
So my God, I feel like you need to. It's going to be a lot of work on other stuff. Just let it go.
This is why I don't have time to make YouTube videos. I'm too busy commenting on our Patreon.
You're too busy getting roped into online internet fights.
Speaking of getting roped in, did you ever watch the show The Ropers?
No.
Oh yeah, a spinoff of Three's Company. All right, we have a new review.
Oh.
We have a new review that came to us all the way from Australia. Via Apple Podcasts, Bika left this comment. Five stars. It's a five-star rating. The title of the comment is Good, Silly, Fun.
Okay. Ooh, hey. That sounds accurate.
And they say, one of my absolute favorites of the...
Oh, Greg, you can just say favorites.
They spelled it favorites.
No, that's how Australians and British people spell it.
Really? Australians and British people spell favorites wrong?
No. They just spell it their way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if they spell it their way, then I'm going to pronounce it my way.
Okay.
All right. So,
that's actually how you should do it.
So Bika says, one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, no. By my way, I thought you meant you're going to pronounce it the way that you pronounce it.
Oh, I pronounce it the American way?
All
right, here's the
talk
way.
Like a normal person.
One of my absolute favorites.
Actually more closer to how you sound.
That's how people in the South sound when they're not shooting their poop with guns. That's how people in the South sound. I'm gonna go shoot my poop with guns because it's one of my favorite things to do.
No, they don't say favorite.
They might.
They also,
look, I don't know. I've never been to the South.
Okay. You grew up in Texas, though.
I know, but they, right? People don't count Texas as the South. Texas is like its own country. And believe
people
me,
in Texas don't count Texas
listen,
as the
South. Right now, people in Texas, I think they wish that they were their own country. And honestly, the rest of the country kind of agrees. It's fine if you want to be your own country. That's just fine. You go off and do your thing.
Greg, huh? you're generalizing again.
I know, but I can because I'm a Texan. Once you're from Texas, it means you're always a Texan. All right, so I'll read it correctly. Bika says, one of the absolute favorites of the two different podcasts I follow. Now, let's unpack that for a second.
Okay.
This is one of their favorites of the two podcasts that they follow.
That's true.
It's one of their favorites.
So do you think when they comment on the other one, they say, this is my favorite of
the other one, they say, this is also one of my absolute favorites, which means that they have two different podcasts they follow. And if this is one of their favorites, it means they have to have at least one other favorite. So both podcasts are their favorite. Are you showing us your gums? What's going on there? That's weird. I mean, that's weird.
Relaxing,
don't show
Greg,
us your
just,
we don't want to see your
I'm
gums.
Just relaxing.
Yeah, no, you were maxing. You were not relaxing. You were maxing.
No, I was.
Yeah, you know how they say you're maxing and relaxing. You were just maxing.
That's funny.
There.
I was just on an episode. I was just on Beer and Board Games, and we had a whole conversation about this
about maxing.
Yes, because we played the summertime board game, which is Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff.
Oh man, I want to hear all. I heard that it was an exciting and fun Beer and Board Games episode, and I'd love to hear you talk about that. Let me just finish reading the comment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So after the one of my absolute favorites of the two different podcasts line, then there's more. Then they say, perfect to listen to whilst playing Sudoku.
Sudoku.
Jason Sudeikis. Am I pronouncing it correct? Is it
Sudeikis?
Jason Sudoku. Is that it?
The game or the person?
I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. All I know is Jason Sudoku is a very good actor and I enjoy him a lot.
Okay, so we're not talking about the comment then anymore.
I don't know, but I'm impressed. Yeah. I want to point out that this is the first comment that we've ever gotten that has used the word whilst, and I'm
really
impressed. Yeah, whilst.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
you
I'm absolutely sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm mostly sure.
You don't know.
I don't know.
No. You're such a pushover all of a sudden.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Sometimes you're a pushover, and sometimes you're the pusher.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But and I do want to get to your beer and board game story, but because I'm sure it's fascinating. But I know. But you'll get to it in a second. Just hold your horses.
All right.
But I want to point out that everyone, here's the latest news. You are currently listening to the number 135 comedy podcast of the Netherlands.
Oh my God.
Congratulations to us.
Wow.
There are only 134 funnier podcasts than ours in the Netherlands.
Greg, it doesn't mean that they're funnier.
Yes, it does.
It just means more people know about
them. No, it is a rank of how funny we are compared to the other ones.
Well, who does the judging of how funny we are?
Byron.
Byron?
Uh-huh. Byron.
My manager's name is Byron.
Well, it's a different Byron.
Okay.
Your manager would have ranked us higher.
I would hope so.
Your manager probably put us like in the top 30.
I mean, I'd hope I'd want him as a cheerleader, you know.
Yeah,
I would,
absolutely. Oh yeah, because he'd look good in the outfit.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Tell me about beer and board games. What was that like?
You've been on beer and board games. Our friends.
Yeah, but it's been so long. I've forgotten. I mean, honestly, it's been years. It's been since before the pandemic because I haven't. No, it's not because I did some virtually. So I'm wrong. It's been since 2020 or so.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, they have a YouTube channel called Blame Society. And
Films.
It's where Blame Society Films. Yes. Yep. And it's where Chad Vader.
Yep. I've been on
Chad
Vader.
They made Chad Vader.
Chad Vader is a remarkable show. It was so good. And I have been on that. And I'm so proud that not only have I been on that show, but Yeshman has been on that show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I'm really proud of that. And I have had Chad Vader on one of my series or more. I think at least one on the Retarded Policeman. They did an episode of that.
Yeah. Well, so you know them. So you've been on, and so I don't need to talk about it.
Nice guys. Yeah, but I don't know what your experience was like this past weekend.
It was great. There's a comedian named Dion Green on there with me, and
he's funny.
He is hilarious, and he guessed my he was going off on astrology. He just kept talking about astrology. And I was like, I don't believe in this stuff. Can you guess my sign? And he asked me 4 questions, and he guessed my sign correctly.
What?
Yeah. Libra.
Was one of the questions, what is your sign?
Yes. And then I said Libra.
Okay.
And then he guessed Libra.
Okay. See, now that, I gotta tell you, I feel like there's a trick involved here.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you go to visit a psychic, and they're like, I'm sensing something starting with a letter, and you're like, L? And they're like, yes, I think L. I think there's either a man or a woman that with a name that starts. And they're like, Larry? And they're like, yes, it's a man named Larry. So that's how they do it.
That's actually not what happened. He didn't really ask me my sign.
He didn't?
He didn't.
Oh, so you made up a thing.
Yeah, I did. I made up a thing.
You're lying.
I know that's
listeners.
Normally the thing that you do. I was suddenly taking the role of you for a second.
Yeah, but when you do it, it's just lying. Yeah. When I do it, it's comedy. When you do it, it's lying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just lying. You're just lying to our listeners.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for lying. I'll try to be honest from now on. And it wasn't a very Libra thing to do.
You can tell that he means it because his voice got really quiet. When people are genuinely sorry, their voice gets quiet.
That's true.
Yeah.
You don't, because you're, I don't, it's hard to let out the shame, you know?
Yeah. And you start to feel all humble and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a great, we talked about maxin and relaxin and what's the difference.
Yeah.
And maxin and,
maxin is the opposite of relaxin.
Yeah. No, maxin and, or relaxin and chillin. There were two different things in the board game. Relaxin and chillin.
Really?
And then there was maxin
and faxin.
If
you,
faxin,
sometimes
yes.
I'm just like, hey, what are you, how you doing? I'm just maxin and faxin.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means I'm doing extreme sports and sending
and
a fax.
Accounting, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Good times. I feel like faxing should be an extreme sport. I feel like there should be a video on YouTube called Extreme Faxing.
Yeah.
Where people fax to the extreme.
I'm beginning to see why you don't do YouTube anymore.
Let's fax to the max.
Yeah.
I feel like if I wanted to sell fax machines, I'd make commercials really exciting. And they'd be like fax to the max. That'd be one of our slogans.
Do you think there's a good market for fax machines now?
Well, there won't be until I come up with good commercial slogans like that. If you release commercials where people are faxing and they're all just having a great time and they're drunk and they're throwing up and sending faxes, it'll say fax to the max. Then people would be like, oh my God, I got to get a fax machine.
I feel like the drunk and throwing up part would not be appealing.
Now, when you get together with your friends and you're all having a great time just sending faxes, you know, and I just say this, sending and receiving faxes.
And receiving.
By the way, the episode title here is Fax to the Max. I'm gonna make a note of that.
So when I think of fun, I think of the first bit, you know, the partying, the laughing, but the throwing up and being like really drunk. That's not appealing.
No, that's the most fun part. That's the most fun part.
Really, for you, that's the most fun part.
Yeah. If just imagine when you throw up that it's like a massage for your throat, you know, and you don't have to pay like $80 an hour for it.
So like when you think of something that's unpleasant and painful, just think of it as a massage.
As a massage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if someone is just beating the crap out of you and they're pummeling your face, just consider it like a free facial massage.
Like a really, really heavy, deep tissue.
People pay a lot of money for deep tissue massages and facials.
Deep tissue massages?
That's what I said. Don't make a big deal out of it. All right. And now it's time for another fascinating true story. Go ahead, Craig.
let's see. I'm working on a sleep routine right now.
Yeah. Is it like a comedy routine?
No, a nighttime routine for getting preparing for bed.
Oh, okay.
I'm making a whole video about it.
Whole comedy routine about your sleep.
Making a whole video about it. Greg, here's a tip. Here's an insider YouTube tip.
Great.
When you do videos that have to do with sleep,
uh-huh,
they do well. People are very interested. Because you know what everyone does?
They not sleep well?
Well, a lot of people have trouble sleeping, or almost everyone wants to sleep better. So
not my wife. Not my wife.
She doesn't want to.
She's a champion sleeper. She can sleep for 10, 11 hours if she lets herself.
My wife is a champion sleeper too, but it's those
I'm
people
sorry, you're what?
That
you're what?
My
come on. Come on, don't let us down.
I don't want to do it.
Just do it.
Don't
let us down. We're all waiting.
Don't want to do it.
You have 5 seconds. There you go.
Did the microphone cut out or no?
No, it did a little bit, but listen, you came through at 3.5 seconds and that's
all right.
Listen, you didn't let us down, so thank you.
Yeah. She definitely has no problem sleeping, but it's the existence of those amazing sleepers that make everybody want to sleep like that. You know?
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I guess that's
so
true.
Just do videos about sleep.
Okay.
And they'll do well.
All right. Okay. How about top 10 hidden sleep camera videos?
No. See, Greg, no.
Where I break into homes.
That would actually probably do okay, too.
I break into people's homes. I install a camera right above their bed and just get footage of them sleeping.
Yeah, okay. This would probably get you some attention, for sure.
Especially if each clip is 7 to 9 hours long. It'd be like the longest video.
I don't know that those videos would necessarily really pop on YouTube.
It'd be like a 70-hour video, and you put an ad every 3 minutes.
Yeah, but the legality of the whole thing.
Yeah, but if people, here's what I'm saying. If people watch the whole 70-hour video and there's an ad every 3 minutes, and let's say I get 10 billion views on a video like that, I could probably retire off of all those ads being served.
That's
I could probably retire.
The let's say of this conversation is doing a lot of heavy lifting. let's say I get how many billion?
10 billion views.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Or why not 100? Let's say 100 billion views. If I get 100 billion views and people watch the whole 70-hour, like everybody watches the whole 70 hours and they don't skip the ads, I mean, I could pretty much buy an island.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're doing now is you're going, let's say the perfect situation happens and then I can buy an island.
No, you didn't let me finish. Okay. I would have enough money to buy whatever island I want and then move it wherever on the earth I wanted.
Sure, like, you're focusing more on the result of the plan and not so much on...
I know, because I'm making a plan. So I'm going to make all this money. I'm going to buy an island, and it's going to be a nice island, too.
Make all this money bit,
It'll already have mansions on it, and it'll have a Circle K. It'll have all the things. Yeah. It'll have like a Domino's pizza. It'll have all the things that you want.
Okay.
And then I'll move it.
So those are the things you want?
Yeah,
you want
I just need a mansion, a Circle K, and a Domino's. That's all I need.
Okay, all right. Why a Circle K?
This
episode
is brought to you by Circle K and Domino's.
Okay, that's why. Okay. You're really focusing on the result and not so much the plan bit.
Because
that's
the result's amazing. The plan.
What's the plan?
Too much work. The plan is a lot. It's too much work.
Okay, well then you'll not ever get the result if you just ignore the plan.
I'm not going to ignore the plan. I'm going to just do it. And then,
but what is it? You're going to break into people's homes.
Yes, I'll break into random strangers' homes, set up a camera, videotape them sleeping without the tape. They call it videotape, but there's no tape anymore.
Okay,
it's not like you're shooting standard def.
Okay, we're brainstorming here, and that's one idea. But let's maybe come up with an idea that
you want a better idea than me being able to afford an island and move it somewhere else on the earth.
No, that's the result. That's not the idea.
That's a really good plan, though.
That's a really good result, I suppose, if you have the resources and that's what you want to do.
What do racehorses have to do with it?
What did I say?
You said if you have racehorses. You don't need racehorses to make a video like this. It's ridiculous. Sure, everybody
resources.
Loves a good race.
Resources. Listen.
Now you're just mispronouncing racehorses.
Okay, all right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Greg, next idea, take into consideration laws and basic decency.
Yep.
So maybe don't break into people's homes and against their will, shoot videos of them while they sleep.
Okay. I have another idea.
Okay.
Go to a garage sale, buy some random knickknacks, resell them on eBay for like 30% markup.
That's a very reasonable plan that a lot of people do.
Oh, shoot. Someone's already doing that?
Yeah, lots of people probably. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, forget that. It's not original. I'm just going to go with the whole buy an island thing.
That's not the plan. No. You're ignoring. That isn't the plan. That's just what you want to do.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. No, the plan was the plan is film people while they sleep.
Okay.
In their homes.
Yeah. So, if that's what you want to do, sure. We can do that.
No, that's not what I want to do. No.
If you want to film people while they sleep, we'll do it. No. Craig has suggested I film people while they sleep. I personally think that's weird and invasive, but if that's what Craig wants to do, I'm going to do it.
This conversation is recorded. We know what happened. We all know what happened.
Rewind it. You'll just hear that Craig just said videotape people while they sleep. And I got to tell you, Craig, they don't use videotape anymore. That's an outdated expression. You should just say get them on video or shoot video of them. You know why?
Did
say
videotape them?
You just said it again. You just said it again. You keep saying it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Here's my fascinating true story, because we just did yours and we spent a lot of time on yours. Mine's going to be shorter. Here's my fascinating true story. Currently, we have no fruit, absolutely no fruit in the house. We're out of fruit.
That's not even a story. That's just,
I mean, it is. I mean, I feel like people can get a clear, like imagine a fruit bowl, like a big ornate fruit bowl, completely empty.
Okay,
that's what we got right now, except we don't have a fruit bowl.
That's just a situation.
We do use a large bowl to put fruit in, but I wouldn't call it a fruit bowl.
To be fair, mine wasn't a story either because I didn't have a chance to talk about it. But but yours is not a story.
It's a pretty good story though, right?
You're just saying what you don't have, which is incredibly boring.
Hey, why don't you match it with something that you don't have? What's something you don't have?
Most things in the world are things I don't have.
Wow.
So,
man, you're quite a collector.
I have less than there is. I have less. Yeah.
So most of the things in the world you don't own.
Yeah.
Huh.
Things that exist or don't exist. Huh. I don't have.
Okay. Name something that doesn't exist that you don't have.
A unicorn.
Okay. Now you've just come out. You've outed yourself as someone who doesn't believe unicorns exist.
Yes, I have.
You literally have just said on this podcast for all to hear that you don't believe unicorns are real.
I don't. No.
Okay. All right.
I'm very comfortable with that. Comfortable.
You know what?
With
if you want the backlash, that's your decision.
What kind of backlash?
Well, all the people who own unicorns who you have just deeply offended. They're like,
really?
They're like, what about Susan? You know? My unicorn, Susan, you know, someone has a unicorn named Susan and you have just offended them.
Even if that were true, even if someone had a unicorn named Susan, I don't know why they'd be offended by me thinking unicorns don't exist. Why would they care?
Because you have just insulted Susan. They work hard to take care of Susan.
Sure, but me believing that Susan exists or not shouldn't matter.
How can you just like Susan, like, Craig, this is infuriating.
Okay.
It's just like saying, I don't believe tacos exist. I just ate tacos last night, Craig. I had two tacos last night, and you're telling me they don't exist?
No, I'm not telling you. I had tacos yesterday,
and
they were delicious.
You just told me tacos don't exist.
No, I feel like you have what is this personality trait? It's like you think the things you say are things other people say. Is it projection? Some form of projection?
No, I do have a projector.
Okay, right. Yeah, you do. I've seen
it. Last night we watched the first four episodes of Our Flag Means Death. We hadn't seen that, so we watched the first four episodes.
I've seen about the first three or four episodes of that.
I feel like it starts to get good around the middle of episode three, and then episode four, you're like, okay, I think this is going to be a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you went to bed.
Yeah.
Right?
How did you know? Yeah. Do you have a hidden camera in our home?
I might. Tell us about your nighttime routine.
Oh, okay. So nighttime routine. So after we're done watching TV, what we do is we turn the television off. And for us, mm-hmm. it's a projector, as I mentioned.
Yes.
Then go upstairs. I live in a two-story house. I don't mean to brag. Yeah. It's a two-story.
Okay. All right.
We go upstairs, which is where the bedroom is. Brush our teeth.
You know,
when
people say, I don't mean to brag, it sounds like that's exactly what they mean when they say that.
All right. I don't mean to brag, but I've got a wife. I got a child. I don't mean to brag, but I used to own a bicycle as a child. I don't have one now. I don't mean to brag.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I don't mean to brag. I got psoriasis on my elbows. I don't mean to brag about it, but yeah, I got a little psoriasis right there on my elbows.
All right.
You know?
Okay. Slow down there.
Yeah. I don't mean to make people feel jealous. That I have minor psoriasis on my elbows. Right there. If you're watching the video, you'll see it's a little red right there.
I mean, I'm a little jealous. So, nighttime routine. You go up to your second floor.
Yeah, second floor. Second floor of our 17-story house.
Okay.
And
well, that's a lie, but...
I don't know. I mean, it's possible maybe you just didn't continue upwards last time you were here and didn't see the other 15 floors.
There was no way to go further up. And looking out the window,
it's a high-rise building.
Like
I will just say it is a high-rise. I live in a high-rise building.
No, it's you live in a building. You live in a house. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we go into the bedroom, and usually what we'll do is we'll brush our teeth using a toothbrush and toothpaste.
Yeah.
And that helps to sort of clean the teeth, you know, you've spent the day eating things.
Yeah.
And not eating things. Like I do both during the day. Sometimes I'll eat things. Sometimes I won't eat things.
I haven't eaten anything this whole podcast.
Yeah, me neither. But I have had some water. And usually brushing the teeth will kind of clean that off. And, you're having some water right there. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What's the design on your cup there?
It's worn down from the dishwasher.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks weathered and cool, you know?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We get cool weather out here sometimes.
Sometimes. We get colder weather here.
Oh. And that's the end of this week's Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. Thank you so much for joining us.
I never got to enjoy yourself. Say the lettuce news.
Lettuce news. No one needs to hear that shit.
I'm talking about lettuce. I'm talking about lettuce. I'm talking about lettuce.